From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Back in July, Idaho's first case of monkeypox was reported, and since then, 11 more cases have been confirmed. Central District Health has been working to raise public awareness about monkeypox, what it is, how it spreads, and who is most at risk. So joining us today to talk more about monkeypox is epidemiologist Sarah Wright with CDHD. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Gemma.
So Sarah, let's just start with the basics. What is monkeypox?
Monkeypox is a virus that comes from the same family as the smallpox virus. Luckily, it is much less severe than smallpox. And we've historically only seen it in Africa or those who travel from Africa. But this latest variant has been circulating all over the world.
So are there different types of monkeypox?
There are three what they call clades. And they're the first two are historically, like I said, found in Africa. This one is a slightly different variant than one of the African clades. And so we are seeing that in Europe and the United States and pretty much everywhere in the world right now.
So what symptoms should someone be looking for if they're concerned that they may have it?
Absolutely. So it starts usually with a rash that looks like pimples and then progresses to like a blister and then an open sore. Along with that rash, we see fever, fatigue, swollen lymph nodes.
So then what should someone do if they have these symptoms that you mentioned?
So as we know, rashes can be from a variety of sources, but if you have a rash that is concerning and you've had close skin-to-skin contact with someone recently, definitely reach out to your healthcare provider to see if they are comfortable testing you. And if not, there are some wonderful urgent cares in the area that have been doing testing as well. We just want to make sure you call ahead before you go get tested to let them know that you might have monkeypox.
Okay. And then can you quickly talk about how this spreads? Because I think there's been a narrative around, you know, if basically kind of like you're all okay as long as it's not, you know, you're not having, you know, it's we've talked about this idea of it spreading between men that have sex with men, but other people are at risk as well.
Yes, absolutely. So this virus spreads through close, prolonged skin-to-skin contact. So cuddling, dancing, definitely sexual intercourse, but you can also be sitting next to someone in the movie theater. It luckily isn't transmitted quickly. So if you brush against someone walking down the street, then you're not at risk. But because of the way it spreads, anyone can get monkeypox. We are seeing it spreading in social circles right now, and those are largely gay or bisexual men who have sex with men, but there is the potential for it to infect anyone.
So how do you prevent monkeypox?
Luckily, some of the things that we're already doing for COVID, like wearing a mask and washing your hands more frequently, can help protect against monkeypox. You also want to make sure that you're not sharing clothing with anyone who's at risk or bedding, and also maybe not share a bed with someone that you don't know well enough to know that they have not been exposed to monkeypox.
And then there is a vaccine. So do we have that available in Idaho? Can folks get the vaccine? And also, who should be getting the vaccine?
Sure. So we do have the vaccine in Idaho. The one we have is called Jynneos. It's a two-dose series. So you want to make sure that you're getting both doses. Those are 28 days apart. And you're not fully protected until 2 weeks after your second dose. So while that immune response is kind of ramping up to protect you, you still need to be very careful. And unfortunately, we don't have the doses needed to vaccinate everyone who might be at risk. So right now we are vaccinating those most at risk, including gay, bisexual, and transgender persons who have sex with men, and those living in congregate living situations like shelters.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on and just giving us this information. Really appreciate your time today.
Yeah. Thank you again for having me, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with epidemiologist Sarah Wright with Central District Health about monkeypox prevention. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.